Inside an old EMT base in northern Delaware, Sam Cannon is taking apart a mechanical watch. All you can hear is the clink of tiny metal pieces being dropped into a thimble-sized cleaning basket. This is where the first class of the Veterans Watchmaker Initiative will learn the art of watch repair, free of charge.
The Veterans Watchmaker Initiative is the only technical school that teaches watchmaking exclusively for veterans in the entire country.
We're surrounded by chairs, workbench frames, and of course, watches. Everything inside has either been donated or paid for by Cannon out of his own pocket. He hopes to open by summer, if not sooner.
They need in the USA today thousands of watchmakers. The salaries are good. They could start, depending on where you live in the country, anywhere from $65,000 to $85,000 a year right out of school.
Cannon is a master watchmaker and a trained instructor. His idea to enlist veterans, especially disabled vets, is not an original one.
Disabled veterans learn the highly skilled trade of watchmaking.
After World War II, the Bulova family did the exact same thing. They opened the Bulova School of Watchmaking in 1945 in Queens, New York. It closed in 1993.
They trained an entire generation of veterans as watchmakers. And it worked then and it works now. I kind of joke about saying if you have one eye and one arm and you have the heart to do this, to overcome, we can make you a watchmaker. And you can make a good living no matter what.
Most watches sold today run on batteries. The mechanical watch he repairs is powered by a really small spring and is usually pretty expensive. Think Rolex. Demand for mechanicals took a nosedive when battery-powered quartz watches hit the market in the 80s. The quartz crisis decimated luxury watch production, and then professional watchmakers also took a hit.
Then suddenly the pendulum began to swing the other way. And what happened is that the industry suddenly realized, we don't have any watchmakers to fix all these mechanical watches that we're producing.
Cannon says the main players in the watch industry are scrambling to set up schools. But new graduates can't keep up with all the watchmakers who are retiring or dying. Watchmaking is not easy. It entails a lot more than just replacing worn-out parts.
They basically walk out of school as what's known as a micro-machinist. Any part that they need, they can create from scratch, which is the hallmark of a watchmaker.
Jason Adams is one of more than 350 veterans waiting for VWI to open its doors.
I love seeing how things work and the therapeutic side. I was reading about how it helps people with post-blast exposure on, you know, just being able to clear their minds for that few moments is just a nice thing to have when you need it.
The 35-year-old's Army unit hit an improvised explosive device during his second deployment to Iraq. He suffered a traumatic brain injury, PTSD, and shrapnel wounds. Adams was found medically unfit to serve and retired in 2010. A single blast took away the only career Adams had ever known. Years later, he still battles chronic migraines and depression. Decision-making is a struggle for him, even trying to remember to eat. Adams depends on his family every single day. When he heard about VWI, he saw it as a way for him to regain some independence.
When I was in the military, you had like this purpose, this drive. You knew you were doing your part in the society. And now that I have all these disabilities, it's like, what can I do to once again be part of, you know, our growing as a nation and society and all that together.
Rick Hoffman served in Vietnam. The 71-year-old walks with a prosthetic after losing a leg in a motorcycle accident. Hoffman fell in love with the program instantly and enrolled in the full 18-month course. He also plans to teach his fellow vets jewelry repair through the school.
There are 82% unemployment among disabled vets. 22 veterans commit suicide per day. And we need to get this place started. Because every moment we miss is we're losing somebody.
Cannon says the only qualifications to enroll is an honorable discharge. 8 veterans will make up the first class. Most of them live in Delaware. Eventually, Cannon plans to expand the school. A local family donated 4 acres of land, about a 10-minute drive from the EMT site in Odessa. He wants to build a 28,000-square-foot campus there, where 54 students could live, eat, and work.
It's become my goal in life to do this. This is what's going to happen. One way or another, it'll kill me to make this happen for these guys and gals because they need this.
From the Delaware Desk, I'm Shirley Min, WHYY News.